The head coach of the University of Maine Black Bear hockey team, Ben Barr, with us. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. We're grinding away over here, you know?
How are you liking your first experience with Maine roads in the winter?
The last couple weeks has been interesting with the snow and the rain and everything else. We were, you know, obviously in Boston, and Saturday morning I woke up, my wife, I called her, and she had the two kids in a stroller using the snowblower outside, so I felt kind of bad about that.
Oh, man.
I didn't have something set up for her there, but I learned my lesson next time we go on the road.
There you go. Well, let's talk about the road trip. It didn't go so well for your Black Bears. Do you view it as a step back in your progress?
Yeah, it was a tough weekend. You know, we didn't play well. We played two really good teams, and that really took it to us. You know, like, it's, yeah, we're at a weird time in the year for our team, you know, and, you know, my job and our job as coaches is to try to keep these guys, you know, positive and passionate, you know. It's, and that, you know, it was the first time that we felt like, you know, like there was a little bit of, you know, we have some guys that are coming to the end here, you know, and that's a tough emotional time for some of these guys. And, you know, it's actually quite a few of them. I think there's 10 or so of it, you know, are their fifth year seniors on our team. So it's, we have to make sure that we don't, you know, that we're not just running out the string here. And that's a challenge that we're going to have, because, you know, if you do that, you know, the players will, they don't have any more time here, they're going to regret that the rest of it. They'll regret it down the road. And, you know, so that's our challenge going forward. And every game we have going forward is against a great team. So we get another chance to do it this week.
Yeah, you're coming up against an awful good UMass team, and you're going down and playing on the big sheet. Do you ever feel it's necessary to prepare any differently for the larger ice surface? I've asked players, some say, oh, I hate it. Other guys love it. Some coaches say it makes no difference. How do you feel about that?
It's definitely a different, like, the timing of the game is different. You know, there's aspects, like, you're not going to go and change everything you do. You know, I was there for 5 years, and we learned how to, you know, to play pretty well on that rink. And I wouldn't say we necessarily coach differently, but just the rhythm of the game is different, because you have, if you're doing things right, there's more space. You know, there's more time to make plays if you use the ice the right way. You know, so it's definitely a little bit different of a game. You know, inside the dots, it's the same. You know, it's kind of a euphemism. It's like, you know, from the inside the dots, it's the same distance, right? It's the distance on the outside of the rink that's different. But, you know, we're going to go down and practice there tomorrow night, and, you know, hopefully let the guys feel it out a little bit. But it's definitely, the timing is different. You know, I guess that's how I would put it.
When you look at last weekend, is the bigger problem the goals you gave up or the ones you didn't score?
I think the bigger problem is that we didn't have our effort and our compete level. You know, and I know I say that every single week. And I'll be saying that every week as long as, probably when I talk to you guys, as long as I'm the coach here. And, but we're not a team that can go out and have the guys that at 80% or 70%, we just can't, you know. And there are games that we've, you know, times we've made strides, in that regard, where, you know, we had everyone going and we gave ourselves a chance to win, or we won, or, you know, like, and, you know, and we're playing two teams that were playing as well as anybody probably in the nation right now. You go on the road and the road for us, for some reason, is just that's a whole other, I don't know what it is right now, but with this team, I think it goes back years and years of just not really being able to play on the road effectively. So that's a mindset thing, but we just weren't good. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There was nothing in our game that was good, but it comes down to that passion that we're playing with. And if we don't have it, it's going to be a long night for us every single night. That's just if we're not finishing our hits and we're not working back above the puck and we're not playing as a five-man unit, if we have four of the five guys on the ice playing, you're basically shorthanded. You know, and like there's some teams that can get away with that because they're, you know, they might have enough skill and whatnot, and we're just not that team, and that's what we were all weekend. It was disappointing.
How do you address that? Do you do it with changes to the lineup?
We don't really have any guys to change the lineup with, so that's another challenge. Like, we have some guys out on injury. We've lost some players through the year. So, you know, the guys that we have is the guys that we have. I mean, ultimately, yes, when you have a deep team and you're clicking on all cylinders, you know, playing time is everything, you know. We don't really have that tool right now, just with how the numbers on our team have gone with injuries and guys, you know, leaving the team in the middle of the year and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we have just enough players to play, pretty much. We might have one guy not playing. So, but usually, yeah, I mean, the playing time is what everyone's looking for. And, you know, that's something you reward people with or vice versa. So in a healthy program, an established program, that's what you'd be doing. You know, in a transition year, it's a little bit tougher.
You seem to have quite a good crop of young guys coming in. You know, it's great to see this as they unfold. Do you think that in this day and age, you're probably recruiting right up till the day before school starts?
I do. I don't think it'll always be like that. I think for the next couple of years, it'll be like that for us. We're not in a world where we're just, you know, we can't, and this is the hard conversations that you have with your team and your administration. And, you know, but if we want to do the things that we say we want to do, we can never sit back and say, hey, we're okay right now. Let's just go full. Like, we have to address the things we need to address. And with the transfer portal and with, you know, it's obviously recruiting becomes more and more competitive and volatile every year. If we're not getting better, we're getting worse. So, you know, we always have to be on top. And I don't think it'll be, we're always taking players in August that are going to join our team that year, but you never know. You just have to be able to adapt with the environment that you're in.
Well, Ben, we appreciate your openness. As always, we wish you luck this weekend on the road, and we'll check in with you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That's Ben Barr, head coach of Black Bear Hockey, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Tula a call at 307-7718.